Let's go now to Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake joins us live from Arizona. She has a report tonight. It's going to encourage you. Big victory at the Arizona Supreme Court today. Carrie, welcome back to the Lindell Report. Mike is on business. I thought he was going to join us. I found out 30 seconds before I went on the air he wasn't going to join us. So I apologize Mike's not here. I guess he had a business meeting he had to step into. But thank you for making time for us. And you got some great news to report tonight, don't you?
I'm so excited. You know, we got a victory from the Supreme Court yesterday. We sent our case to the Supreme Court, and they basically said that there was an error in the lower court. They agreed with us, and they're sending it back to the lower court when it comes to the signature verification part. That's the signatures on the envelopes when people send their mail-in ballots back. I like to say we sent seven counts that we wanted them to look at, and they sent one back. And those were giants of counts. And so we've got one giant that is going back to the lower court. And the Supreme Court of Arizona is telling them, you got to take a look at this. So I'm excited. You know, I was talking to Mike earlier today, Mike Lindell, and we talked about, you know, when the diamonds are stolen, you got to give the diamonds back, right? Well, if the diamonds are in a safe in a home, you have to get into and access to the home. And we just got access to the home. We haven't got into the safe to get the diamonds back, but we have access into the home. This is the first victory of any kind in an election case. It's massive. It's a victory, and we're thrilled about it. And it's going to allow us to present our evidence when it comes to the signature verification process here in Maricopa County. Because let me tell you, Brandon, it is a sham. I'm just sitting here looking at our original case that we sent to the lower court when we filed this lawsuit. And we had three whistleblowers telling us that they would look at 44,000 ballots, the envelopes, every single day, comparing signatures, and they were rejecting anywhere from 10 to 14,000 a day. That's how bad the signatures were. I mean, they didn't match at all. Some of them had no signatures at all. That's not a valid ballot. And they would send them up to the next level. And miraculously, somebody at that next level up the food chain was just pushing them on through. Mm. We also found out from those whistleblowers that some of those rejected ballots in the first level were then sent to a place called Star Center, which is a third party outlet, and they were then sending them through with nobody watching over them, no observers. That goes against our election laws. And they were also handing out stickers, approved stickers, to people to just put on questionable ballots with questionable signatures. And there's no way to track down who put those stickers on there. They were just handed out like candy, and they really needed to be a signature or something on those stickers to show who approved that particular ballot. Bottom line, they haven't been following the procedures and laws when it comes to signature verification. And Brandon, that is the only security measure we have for mail-in ballots. And they don't care about the procedures. They're ignoring the procedures. And we now get a chance to prove that in court.
Wow. So how, remind our audience, Carrie, what the so-called margin of victory was for the person sitting there now.
Well, they said that Katie won by over 17,000 votes. We believe we won in a landslide by hundreds of thousands of votes. And, you know, that Rasmussen poll that came out, I think, about a week ago, they interviewed and surveyed over 1,000 Arizonans, and they all said they voted for the red wave. And so the red wave did happen, but Maricopa County, one of these massive counties, where when they run shoddy, shady, and corrupt elections, they can steal the entire state by stealing that county. And we have proof to the fact that they did that. We're thrilled that the Supreme Court of Arizona has told this lower court judge that he has to look at our claim and our evidence when it comes to the signature verification sham process, where they're not following guidelines and laws.
So 17,000 votes is all it's going to take, or a little over 17,000. And you said, correct me if I misunderstood, that the whistleblowers are telling you they were rejecting up to 14,000 of these bogus signatures a day?
Yep. They said every day they would have 10 to 14,000 bogus signatures that they said they don't match at all. There's nothing we can do to make these match. They would set them aside. And it got to the point where they would tell the people in the next level, which is the curing level, where you start to call people and see if they did indeed send that ballot in. They would tell them, wow, you guys are going to be swamped tomorrow. We were rejecting tens of thousands of ballots because of terrible signatures or no signatures. And those people would be ready the next day to see all of those, you know, batches of bad ballots. And they would arrive to work and there would be hardly any there. So somewhere between them rejecting the ballots because of terrible signatures, scribbles, or no signatures, and the curing process, somebody was sending these through and accepting them anyway, despite the fact that the signatures didn't match or there were no signatures at all. It's a problem, and we have to deal with this.
And what do you think that total is, Terry? Do you have a guess, or do you even have firm numbers of that total number?
I believe the estimation was somewhere around 140,000 ballots. It was guessed that 140,000 completely bogus, terrible signatures, non-matching signatures were estimated to have been passed through and counted.
And this is just one of many silos that can be looked at.
Right. We sent 10 silos to the original court. And so, and, you know, we talked about some of the other ones when it came to chain of custody. We estimated about 298,000 ballots had no chain of custody. Those are ballots that should not have been counted, but they were anyways. Supreme Court did not rule in our favor. It's of great concern, unfortunately, because basically they're telling election officials now you don't really have to follow the rules on chain of custody. But they did rule in our favor in sending the count in regards to signature verification back to that lower court to say you must take a look at this. You can't just discount this on latches.
So what does take a look at this mean? How does that look? I mean, for your attorneys, what are your attorneys saying? We're going to get our day in court to do what? We now bring in experts? We show the court?
Well, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that the judge will allow us to bring this evidence we have in and talk about what we have, what our three whistleblowers. We had three whistleblowers from MCTEC, the Maricopa County, where they do all the counting of the ballots and where they do all of the signature verification. Three whistleblowers came forward under penalty of perjury and testified and to sworn declarations as to what they saw, how the procedures were not being followed, and what a sham operation it is. Most of the people in Arizona vote by mail-in ballots. This is the only security feature we have. That is the signature verification. It's not being followed properly. In order to follow it properly, by the way, Brandon, you would need 35 to 45 seconds per envelope to check and verify signatures. And in our estimation and our experts' estimation, to get through the number of ballots they said they got through, they would have been able only to give a maximum of 8 seconds to each ballot. That's humanly impossible.
Right. Are these 140,000 some odd ballots preserved somewhere, Carrie?
That I don't know. I've been trying to reach out. I mean, they obviously separate the envelope from the ballot. And I'm trying to figure out if Maricopa County has those envelopes still so we can check the signatures. And I'm actually in an attempt right now to get a hold of my attorney to find out the answer on that.
Let me make sure the audience understands. You're saying that there's two signatures, one on the ballot and one on the envelope, right?
No. One on the envelope. So if you have a mail-in ballot, they send you inside an envelope, they send you a ballot and a return envelope.
Okay.
You fill out the ballot, then you fold it up and put it in the green envelope. And on the outside of that envelope is basically a signed, sworn affidavit under penalty of perjury that is your ballot. You filled it out in accordance to law. And what's happening is millions of these mail-in ballots are coming in because they've blanketed the entire state with mail-in ballots. Millions come in and they're not following the proper procedure to verify those signatures, to make sure that only mail-in ballots that are legitimate, legal, and valid are being counted. Our whistleblowers, Brandon, said tens of thousands of them each day that they rejected from terrible bad signatures that had no way were they matching. Some of them had scribbles, some had no signatures at all. they said they were getting through anyway and being counted, even though they should have been thrown out as invalid bad ballots.
So this silo alone could mean you just this silo alone, not to mention all the others we can talk about and have talked about in the past. This silo alone, based on this decision by the Arizona Supreme Court, this silo alone could have this election thrown out and redone in Maricopa County?
I believe if we get a fair shot, that's exactly what will happen. More importantly, and just as importantly, it will expose the problems we have with signature verification, the security problems we have with mail-in ballots, how they are ripe with fraud. And these problems have been going on for years. They're getting worse and worse and worse. And as we mail out ballots to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and then they come back in, or they are gathered up by these groups of people who are getting paid to gather them up and sent in. We're getting a lot of bogus ballots that are being counted. And what happens is it waters down your vote. Every Arizonan's vote that's illegal is watered down with these fake and phony ballots.
Do you know what the vote was, the number at the Supreme Court? Was it? I don't know how many Supreme Court judges you have, but how
close? Seven.
Seven. So how
we have seven.
This?
So I don't know if this was a vote that they took part in, or if it had to be unanimous. But I know that the ruling will require the lower court to take this issue up. And this is big. I mean, I saw how some of the headlines from the fake news wrote it. They made it look like it was a loss. And I just had to laugh out loud. They can't even be truthful in something like this. It shows you how scared they are. I'd love to be a fly on the wall at Stephen Richards' house, at Katie Hobbs' house, at the cartel attorney who is a squatter sitting in the Secretary of State's office by the name of Adrian Fontes, who was an attorney for the Mexican drug cartels. I would love to be a fly on the wall. They've got to be in a complete panic right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is good news.
When we blow the top off of the sham and the scam that these mail-in ballots and the lack of signature verification is, I believe that all Arizonans will be horrified and will not want to have mail-in ballots, because they know that that's the only security feature. And if they got a chance to see how bad these signatures were, I think that the majority of Arizona voters would say, we can't risk that. It's too far gone. They have corrupted it way too far for us to believe they can salvage that.
Wow. Incredible. So this is a big, big story. But the media, as you said, are flipping it and not reporting it accurately at all, which is not a shock. But this is probably, as you said at the beginning here, the biggest case yet to get this much good news in this whole fight for election, you know, the term election integrity, we don't like, that's too soft, Mike says, to overturn the steal. This is probably one of the biggest victories yet, right?
Well, yeah, think about it. In 2020, none of these cases got heard on the merit. None of the cases got heard where they could put forth the evidence. They were thrown out on ridiculous things like you've got no standing. They're telling the president of the United States, who the election was stolen from, he had no standing. It was crazy. And so none of these great cases could get through. Our case got through. Our case made it to the Arizona Supreme Court. And the Arizona Supreme Court gave us a massive victory last night when they told the lower court judge, you've got to look at this issue with signature verification. And they sent it back to the lower court. It's a massive victory. I don't care what the fake news says. The very fact, Brandon, that they're trying to spin it so hard shows that they also know this is a big victory.
Indeed.
As I said, we opened the door. The door is now open. We don't have the diamonds back that were stolen, but we have made an entryway into the home, and the door is now unlocked.
So
it's massive.
What's the time frame? Were they given a date? You've got 30 days, 60 days. What's the time frame on this?
I don't know. That was the last question I sent to my attorney, and I haven't gotten the answer back. Actually, it might be on my phone somewhere. I'd have to search. But
okay.
I think it'll be quick. I'm guessing within the month.
Wow.
And
one of your great attorneys is Kurt Olson, right?
Kurt Olson is an incredible attorney, a patriot. He's a veteran. He's a former Navy SEAL.
Right.
And he is dedicating his life to this project of trying to reform our elections, knowing that our vote is sacred. And if we don't deal with this most important issue of our day right now, we won't have a country much longer. He is one of my personal heroes. I'm honored to have him as the lead on my case. And he's just an incredible man and warrior and fighter. And and he's doing great things.
He is. And as you know, he's a personal friend of ours, and he's been at this news desk personally himself many, many times. And we've been working with him for 2 years now. You're in great hands with Kurt Olson. He's a great guy, a great American, and a great attorney. So
I should say, you know, I'm in good hands in the people of Arizona, because everywhere I go, people say, thank you for fighting this. Don't stop fighting this. Our elections are a mess. My vote was stolen, and we appreciate you fighting it. And I really believe that our great attorneys, Brian Blem and Kurt Olson, are representing not just me, but the people of Arizona in this battle. Think about it. We were the victims of a crime on Election Day when they sabotaged Election Day. And how can we fight this when we can't go to our sheriff and say we were the victim of a crime? Our sheriff is a Soros sheriff. We can't go to our county prosecutor. They're actually on the case working against we the people. They're representing the people who are in charge of corrupting our elections, like Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They're representing the fraud known as Katie Hobbs and, you know, the cartel lawyer who's sitting in the Secretary of State's office. So we needed somebody to stand up and fight. I'm willing to do that. I'm thrilled to have Kurt Olson right there by my side doing all of the legal work and putting together an incredible case.
Indeed. And then two final questions. I've got friends that are very pro-America. They would be America First people, very conservative socially, economically, but they're busy in their lives. And I've had some of them say to me over the last 2 years and even in the last few weeks, well, Brandon, is there really proof of election fraud in some of these elections? And I have to stop and explain to them, there's so much, it's overwhelming. And I understand that even conservatives sometimes aren't plugged in on these issues because they're busy with their jobs and paying bills and trying to stretch the dollar with all the inflation and everything else going on. But hopefully, Carrie, this can be used to even cause some people who are in our camp, who have been hearing the media and been hearing the rhinos and the Uniparty and some even Republicans that are poo-pooing the idea that there was any voter fraud. Hopefully this is something we, the people that are watching this show or watching the rear of it later, can say, this is great, because Mike Lindell and Carrie Lake and Kurt Olson and the other folks kept pushing. We now have something to say to the public. Yes, we have the Arizona Supreme Court that said, we got a problem and this needs to get another look. So in a lot of ways, we needed this to be able to show to those who are asking us legitimately, is there concern with these elections? Well, the Arizona Supreme Court says there is.
Or you hear, well, they've never won a case or nothing's ever, they've never heard the case. You know, now we've got movement on this and it's huge. There's a mountain of evidence. The evidence is so overwhelming. I'm going to be honest. When I read through it, I get a sinking feeling for our country. I remember when we put our case together and we had all of these whistleblowers come forward and they were putting together declarations and we had them done under the penalty of perjury. Right. And as I read through this, I just had a heart that was so heavy for our country, thinking that things have sunk this low in our elections, that there'd be enough people out there corrupted that they're willing to steal and trample on the sacred vote of their fellow citizens. So I'm just thrilled that our case is putting that evidence forward. People can find it at carrielake.com if they want to look through it. And that now the Arizona Supreme Court has given us a victory. You know, we sent seven giants in, one giant came out. And this is a giant victory, and we are thrilled about it, and we will continue to work it. And we won't stop. We are looking and eyeing the United States Supreme Court as well. We believe our entire case is that strong.
Wow. And if people want to financially help that case and all the bills that go with it, they can just go to carrielake.com, right?
carrielake.com. You can get information on the case. If you care to make a donation, you can do that. If you can't, I totally understand. As you said, we're living in Joe Biden's world of hyperinflation and an economy that's collapsing. So I understand that. Prayers are appreciated. If you can send prayers our way, we had that prayer gathering 2 days ago. It was on Monday. We planned it with just a few hours out. A couple hundred people showed up, and we prayed for the justices. And look at God delivering already with a victory yesterday with that ruling from the Arizona Supreme Court. So God is good, and we're on the right path here.
Absolutely. And yet, some wanted you prosecuted for this case for looking at signatures and stuff, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fraud sitting in the Secretary of State's office, the cartel lawyer named Adrian Fontes, wanted me thrown in jail for exposing the election fraud. It's outrageous. They're trying to weaponize Arizona's government, just as Joe Biden has done with the DOJ, FBI, CIA, everybody coming after President Trump. They're trying to do the same thing here with people who are exposing the crime they don't want us to talk about, the crime they are most afraid of being found out about, and that is election fraud and election crimes. And I will not stop until we've turned over every single stone and revealed what they've been doing.
Absolutely. Carrie, thank you for your time. You're very gracious to us here at Lindell TV. Thank you so much. Congratulations. And thank you. Congratulations to all of us. And thank you for a great report. Great news tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
CarrieLake.com, folks, if you want to help out. CarrieLake.com. You make a contribution to help keep this going. And as she said, they think they got a case to go to the Supreme Court. Perseverance, folks. What have we found in our documentaries on brainwashing and stuff? That one of the greatest ways that people are destroyed is through apathy and passivity. Apathy and passivity, right? We looked at the history of the POWs, the American POWs during the Korean War in my documentary, Brainwashed America, Part 1 and Part 2. And the government's own study found that when those guys came back, and so many of them had been successfully what they called brainwashed, and some of them had literally pulled the sheets up over their head, pulled the blanket up over their head, and willed themselves to be dead within 48 hours because they gave up. There was nothing physically wrong with them. Yes, the conditions weren't great. The food was horrible. But they weren't on the door of death until they put themselves there by literally willing themselves to die. They gave up. They became passive and apathetic. They didn't fight back. They didn't fight the lie. And a lot of it was mental. You say fight back. You know, and I hear a lot of people say that today. We need to fight back. We need to stand up. And people often say to me, what does that look like? What does that mean? Well, you know what? In the POW camps of our American POWs there in North Korea, that meant fighting back the lies and the brainwashing and the narrative and the propaganda that caused people to lose hope and say, there's no hope. There's no hope. There's nothing we can do about it. It's too big. It's too overwhelming. And they got passive and apathetic and stopped responding to the lies and refuting the lies. And the other POWs stopped convincing the other POWs that these were lies and to keep fighting. And they surrendered and gave up. And some of them became so demoralized, they willed themselves to die. And so when we talk about standing up, we got to stand up. We have to fight back. This phrase, again, I hear a lot. What does that look like? It looks like what you just saw tonight. It looks like grabbing the URL to this show when it's posted at lindelltv.com, at frankspeech.com. When it's posted there, fight back and stand up looks like sending this out by email, by text, tweet, Facebook, Frank Social, Truth Social, however, loading it onto your own Rumble page or Gitter page or wherever. Get it everywhere and say, watch this. Because everyone has friends and family members that are asking and saying the same thing, which is, was there really election fraud? Well, if there was, why has no court or judge done anything about it? So this must be a lot of hype by a lot of people who have another agenda other than elections. Well, that's what they want you to believe. But we just saw tonight, thanks to the lack of apathy, the lack of passivity, because of the vigilance of Carrie Lake, Mike Lindell, Kurt Olson, the other attorney she named, who's, I wish I remembered his name to give him credit. Because these people are persevering, because the people are persevering and supporting them and supporting Mike, we have this victory tonight. And we can use that, as Carrie just said. Well, if this is all made up, if this is all conspiracy and lies, then why did the Arizona Supreme Court just rule what they did? This is a great way of folks for you to get involved and use this to cause people to see the truth, to counter the lies and the propaganda and the narrative. So those people don't not only succumb to the apathy and passivity, but actually come in and join us with putting out the truth. Because at the end of the day, folks, this is largely an information operation campaign we're trying to overcome. We're trying to overcome the lies so the citizens can get victory. You know, we already talked to one guest tonight, right? Jessica. And what did Jessica say? The grassroots in South Dakota were so busy leading the way that the legislature, the members of the legislature, and even the governor had to succumb to the will of the people. The people of South Dakota were not going to go quiet into the night. They said no. And they demanded their elected officials represent them in our constitutional republic and our representative form of government. And praise the Lord for those legislators, those members that heard the people and helped draft legislation and push through legislation. And then those legislators and the people held the feet to the fire of the rhinos and the Uniparty so much that they had to pass legislation. But without the people, that would have never happened. You heard that tonight from Jessica. Without the people being organized and informed and educated, they would have never brought this pressure to bear. These laws would have never been written. There would not have been the political pressure to pass them, and they would have never passed, and if they had, never been signed, maybe. They would have never gotten that far. So tonight, folks, is good news and a great way of showing how we, the people, have more power than we know. We outnumber them. You know what the problem is? We need more numbers. You know why we don't have more numbers? Because people have been, well, made apathetic and passive. And they need the truth. What is knowledge? Acquisition of truth. What's wisdom? Application of that truth, right? We need people to have the truth, the knowledge about what's really happening to overcome the lies of the media who are trying to convince the American people, go back to sleep. Don't listen to that. These people are crazy. Nothing happened here. Nothing to see here. And that's what many in the legislatures want. But tonight was a big victory. A big victory. Before we go, I want to take you real quick, because this, again, is in part how we're funding all of this. And as you guys know, Mike has put a lot of money and a lot of effort into these legal cases, including that one in Arizona. So here you go. We got a deal right now. You want to see this on the screen? There we go. Massive closeout sale, all season slippers. Mike's going to go to One Style. So he's doing a closeout, and you can get these men and women slippers, limit of 10 per person. These make great gifts. Reagan is in the control room. Reagan, aren't you wearing a pair today? When did you get yours? When did you get yours, Reagan? They show up in the mail? He got them in the mail yesterday. So Reagan's wearing a pair in the control room today. He said, look at my new slippers. So we wear them, folks. I have a pair. I love them. I've given them as gifts. They make great gifts. You remember, I sent some to my friend Michael Reagan. And he came on here and interrupted me one night before I started interviewing him and said, By the way, I want to put a plug in for these slippers. They're the only pair I can wear that doesn't bother my arthritis. Every other pair I've gotten, I've had to throw them in the garbage. But I can actually wear this pair. They're awesome. And he said, you didn't ask me to say this. You're not paying me to say this. But he said it. He said, I want to say it. And that's the case. So here they are. They were $150 or $149.98. $150 virtually. Now $25, limit of 10 per person. Use that promo code L77. There's also a Brickell bedsheet clearance going on as well. Use that promo code L77. Get great savings and support Mike Lindell and his continued efforts to fund these legal campaigns. Because tonight, folks, thanks to his efforts and that of Carrie Lake and that of Kurt Olson and the other attorney that Kurt works with, the American people have gotten a great victory. Because remember, Arizona is one of those swing states, right? They had these shenanigans going on in 2020 that impacted the Electoral College. So tonight, Arizona is a victory for all of us. And we thank Mike Lindell and his team for leading the effort. Support Mike by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77, won't you? Brandon House sitting in for Mike Lindell, who's out on business tonight. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.